Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Coco's Cup. I'm your host, Coco Hontas, and I'm so grateful that you're here. As always, merch is available on Etsy. Just look up Coco's Cup merchandise, and it should be one of the first things that are showing up. Go get you one. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Ramadan, and to my fellow Muslims, Ramadan Kareem and Ramadan Mubarak. And for those of you that are not familiar with Ramadan or the traditions of Muslims, I'm just going to break it down very simple for you. So Ramadan is the holy month for Muslims, which is a time of spiritual renewal and introspection. For me personally, Ramadan is meant to cleanse my soul, cleanse my body of all bad deeds or bad things and habits that I might have, and hopefully start Eid and the rest of the year as, I wouldn't say a new person, but a better person. There's also something called zakat, which Muslims pay either during Ramadan or throughout the year, and it's supposed to be 2.5% of your savings, and you give it to either family that's in need or people that are in need. So for this month, I give it to my family back in Sudan, as you know that there's a war going on, and a lot of them are out of jobs, and there's scarcity of food and water and electricity, and homes even. I wrote down some questions so that I could better highlight and outline the things that I'd like to talk about today. And so the first question that I have is, what are my intentions for observing Ramadan, and how can I ensure that my actions align with these intentions? Initially, I was very excited for Ramadan, still am very excited for Ramadan, and I was awaiting the day, the first day of fast, right? I got my period the night before, and in Islam, when a woman is on her period, her fasts are invalid, her prayers are invalid, and that's a mercy by God. And we are now nearing the end of Ramadan. I think there's maybe less than 10 days, and I'm still on my period. That is a medical issue, and I need to get that checked out, but I have not been able to participate in Ramadan in the way that I've been wanting to. My intentions were absolutely to fast the entire month, outside of the week that I expected my period to be, which would have been the first week. And I found it a little bit challenging to find ways to remain strong in faith while being on my period, because some of the things that I've really acknowledged as being close to faith is prayers, and that's one of the biggest, most important things that are in Islam. But despite that, I've been able to listen to the entirety of the Quran. I finished it within the first 2 weeks of Ramadan, which I was very proud of myself. And I've also been leaning into podcasts that revolve Islam, Ramadan, the prophets, and religious stories, just so that I'm still in tune with the religion and I'm trying my best to stay immersed and emerged as much as possible without, or well, given my circumstances. The second question I have is, what aspects of my spiritual practice do I want to focus on improving during Ramadan, and how can I implement meaningful changes in my daily routine? One of the biggest things that I want to implement is listening or reading the Quran more often. I think with my accomplishment of finishing the entirety of the Quran, I haven't went back to re-listen or to reread the chapters that I've already read. But that's something that I definitely want to implement, of just either learning something new about Islam, learning more into the religion as far as the Prophet stories, and learning about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I know that I've made it a habit of whenever I go to the gym and I'm doing my Stairmaster or doing a little walk, I make sure that I'm listening to the Quran or I'm listening to a sermon by one of the sheikhs. And that's definitely been a habit that I've been picking up on. And once my period ends, I want to make it a habit that I'm waking up at the Fajr prayer, which is either like 4 or 5 in the morning. And I want that habit lifelong. That is a challenge, but I'm going to try my best and hopefully it'll take me somewhere. My next question is, what are the areas of my life where I need to seek forgiveness and make amends, and how can I use Ramadan as an opportunity for repentance and reconciliation? This question to me is very heavy, because forgiveness is something that is very valued in Islam. You, no matter what you do, you're meant to always turn back to Allah for forgiveness, regardless of whatever the thing that you think you did and how bad it was. Hopefully that makes sense. Since I'm not in a state of purity to pray, I think I've been trying to have a lot more mental conversations with Allah just by making dua, which is very hard for me to translate. But I guess with dua, you can like ask for things like give me strength. And there's also ones that are pre-written or pre-said that have benefits in them too. But forgiveness also goes with me forgiving other people and trying not to hold grudges. In Ramadan, it's very important to try to make amends with people that you're having issues with. And backbiting is so bad. So bad in Islam, and you're not supposed to do it. And I know that everybody falls victim to it, but I've been trying really hard to not be that person and to try to be more positive and have a better perspective on things. Even when somebody does the worst thing possible to me, I'm trying to look at it from a different perspective of, oh, that wasn't personal, one, and try my best to not have negative thoughts, let alone have negative things to say. What lessons can I learn from the fasting experience, and how can I carry these lessons forward to enrich my spiritual journey beyond Ramadan? For this question, I'm going to go ahead and talk about my previous fasting experiences, because the first week is very humbling. From not being able to eat or drink anything from sunrise to sunset, that in itself is a difficult task. But when you have school or work or any commitments that you have to do during the day while you're fasting, your body gets very tired. I believe scientifically after 12 hours of your fast, your body no longer has any food or stored energy to be able to keep you going. So it goes after your fat, which is why a lot of people tend to lose weight during Ramadan, even though losing weight is not the main purpose that people are fasting. And so when I was fasting previously, I would be losing a lot of weight because my body is still getting used to this schedule of eating. And I would try my best to be able to do things that were beneficial towards me during my fasting time. So whether that was reading Quran or learning about Islam, or being charitable to others, being charitable to my family. Those were all things that I was trying to do. And I think a lesson that I've learned from fasting so long, I think about people that are less fortunate, and they don't have the luxury of being able to eat at a certain time. Even if that means that they're fasting from sunrise to sunset, some people go days without meals, weeks without meals, months, and are forced to eat things that are not edible or not meant to be consumed. And I think that it makes my heart and my soul a lot more soft, a lot more kind, and a lot more understanding. It fills me with this level of compassion and understanding that I think is unmatched, that you would not be able to understand or come to that realization if you hadn't fasted. With that being said, that's something that I try to carry with my mindset year-round, of just being kind to people, being compassionate to people, and giving back. Whether that means directly towards my family who are in need, my friends that are in need, or even homeless people that are asking for a dollar or two that I can spare. Because losing a dollar is not going to kill me, right? And a dollar will take them so much farther than it will for me. Eid is supposed to be next week, and so far I don't have any plans. But also, my family doesn't really talk about it until the day of, so like 7 in the morning, when you're supposed to be rushing to the masjid. I think, for the most part, the main masjid that we typically go to has their Eid prayer at a stadium, because it's thousands of people, and I think that's so beautiful. Thousands of people coming together for the same thing. Gorgeous, okay? And that's what we did a couple years ago. Recently, with my parents' Sudanese American Association, they've been just trying to make their own thing by having their own sheikh and praying at a park or praying at the building that they own. And while that's nice and everything, I think that I just still have so many repressed and unhealed feelings towards the Sudanese people that are going to attend, that I think I would just rather keep my peace, especially for Eid, and I think I'd rather go to the stadium. And I have a close friend who, well, I refer to her as my cousin, that's a bled, who will be going to the stadium. So I think, if anything, we'll be going to the stadium for Eid, and we'll pray, we'll break our fast with a date and some water, and we'll chit-chat, and we'll pray together, listen to the words of the sheikh. Usually they pass around a box for zakat if you haven't already paid. And then they also pass around donation boxes, so we'll probably be there for a couple of hours, just like waiting, greeting people, saying Ramadan Kareem, saying Eid Mubarak to people. And it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful to see. And I think I look forward to it every year. I still don't know what I'm going to be wearing, though. Last year, what did I wear? Last year I wore a pink dirak, which is traditional Somali wear. And I want to keep going with this pink theme, because pink is just my favorite color, and I just love everything pink. So I'll have to find something to wear this year that is pink, yet modest, of course. With that being said, Ramadan Kareem and early Eid Mubarak, because the next one that comes out is going to be after Eid. If you are Muslim, I hope that you have the most amazing Eid and that it's very peaceful Ramadan for you. If you're not Muslim, I hope that you're having a wonderful month so far. Peace be upon you, and I hope that you're well. As always, I'm going to spread some gratefulness, and for today I'm going to be talking about my therapist. Very grateful for her. That is my rock, my soul. Well, not my soul, but she does wonders, and I know she's getting paid to do so, but she definitely has empathy, she definitely has compassion, and she always seems to steer me in the right direction, so I'm very grateful for her. I love you guys so much. Thank you for sticking through to the entire rest of the episode. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Love you guys.